Captain J Hood, weekday mornings at 7 here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. We've got Jay Moore, we got Shay, we got you, and still to come, we'll have Jesse Rogers with the latest in the Cubs and Sox getting ready for the baseball weekend at 9:18. We'll open up that Friday folder for you at 9:35, all the stuff we missed from this week. Tracy Butler with the weekend weather. Sounds like it's going to be a great one for this weekend. We'll just make sure we got that, you know, locked in with Tracy Butler coming up at 9:50 here on ESPN 1000. Couple of things, Cap. Watched game one of the finals yesterday in which Denver defeated the Miami Heat by the score 104-93. And so what we saw from the Heat is exactly what we saw in the regular season. This team is amazing. They're in this spot. And I've been saying it for a while. You've heard me say it. Like the Bulls and the Heat were no better than the Bulls and vice versa. The way the Heat was shooting the basketball or not shooting the basketball, they were the worst shooting team in the league. And somehow, some way, they found a way to be able to get to this point because of cunning and guile, because of that Heat culture. And here's the thing. You have the temerity to run a defense that's only known for college. Can you imagine that, Cap, what they run defensively?
They do a really good job in playing with an edge.
Yeah.
They've got a guy who can come out on the perimeter and guard you at, well, how tall is Bam Adebayo? 6'9"?
Yes, legit.
Legit. So they go out and they absolutely will dog you. But when Max Strus is 0 for 10, 0 for 9 from 3, Duncan Robinson is clanking shots, you got an issue.
Did you run a zone at Northern?
We did both. We would absolutely run a 2-3.
2-3.
That was kind of, we had to protect someone in foul trouble. We were much more of a man-to-man team. Much more.
The reason why I ask is because I just think it's amazing. This is why the Heat are so different from everyone else. You know the old adage, like if you're in the NBA, you run a zone. You're not very good defensively. You're
correct.
Soft. How could you run that college defense?
Correct.
And the Heat don't mind doing that. The only thing problem with the Heat is they don't have anyone to match up against Jokic. And I want to make sure it's clear this morning, Cap, I'm giving him all the flowers.
He's amazing.
And so I heard that Mike Breen was trying to say, like, hey, Jokic, he reminds me of, like, Moses Malone, you know, defensively or rebounding the basketball. He said he reminds me of, like, two other players. But all I know is this, is that Jokic can play any position. He was better off the ball than on the ball. He was 8 for 12. He only took 12 shots. But what impressed me the most is the 14 assists and the 10 rebounds. That's what impressed me the most, that he got others involved.
He had 6 rebounds in the first quarter. He had 6 assists in the first quarter. He had 10 assists at halftime. He came out and went, you all think I'm going to go out here and score 40 points tonight? Uh-uh. I'm going to let the game come to me, and I am going to kill you with my basketball knowledge. He's so cerebral. So good.
I can't come up with a comparison because I did not see Sabonis play overseas. But some say that when
you're talking about Arvidas Sabonis?
Yeah.
He was 7'2". He was much more of a back-to-the-basket guy.
They say that he was a wizard offensively with the basketball.
He knew how to pass out of the post better than any big man I've ever seen.
Okay.
Bill Walton was another great passing big man.
So I saw Sabonis, you know, 70, 80 pounds overweight is what people were saying when he's with Portland. He was a big guy, but could still do some things. He just didn't have the legs as he once did. That's the difference, right?
Correct.
Didn't have the legs with Portland. But when he was overseas, he was a wizard, right?
Yeah, when he got here already, it was like, remember, they wouldn't let players come from Russia. Now it's easy. Yeah, he was a beast of a passer. And his son, Domantas, is a hell of a player. While you were gone in the Indiana Dunes, you missed.
Not there.
Okay, Albuquerque. You yes. missed. Guess what song Nikola Jokic warms up to every game?
What's that?
Some people call me the space cowboy. This is what he plays in his headset. The Joker. That's the greatest.
Sure, I can believe that.
I'm the Joker. There's a song called The Joker. In. I think that was awesome. He said every game, puts it on his headphones, and goes and warms up.
It gets him going. Right?
Absolutely loved it.
Best pick and roll combination is Jokic and Murray. Those two working together is the most lucrative, it's the most pick and roll combination in the league, those two. And again, it's Jokic off the ball. And he's giving those slick passes right underneath the basket to guys cutting, like a Murray or a Porter or a Gordon, cutting to the basket. It's fascinating.
It's art to watch. Jamal Murray said yesterday it was just almost unbelievable how much free flow we had offensively. He said it was wizardry. It was just unbelievable. Did you hear the backstory on Mike Malone? Michael Malone,
yes,
the coach.
Yeah,
like, I don't like Dave, he doesn't like Mike, he likes Michael. The backstory was his dad, you know who his dad was? Brendan Malone,
a longtime assistant,
correct, with the Hawks and with the Pistons.
Yeah.
And so he said, my dad said to me, do not ever go into coaching, worst way to make a living.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible. He decides he wants to do it. He gets done with his moribund playing career, and he writes to every Division I coach in the country, sends him a letter. My name's Michael Malone, my dad Brendan Malone, blah, blah, blah. Nobody writes him back except one guy, Greg Campy at Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a job, but it's free. Volunteer. He's working in a Foot Locker on the side and cleaning locker rooms and urinals midnight to four to get any money to pay his bills. Yeah. And he said, all right, I'm better than this. I can't do this anymore. I'm done. And he decides to apply for the Secret Service to protect the president.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have any law enforcement experience. No. So he applies to be a Michigan State Patrol officer. He goes, I'll do that for 2 years. Then I'll reapply to the Secret Service. And the phone rings. Hey, I got your letter here a long time ago. Pete Gillen at Providence.
Pete Gillen.
I've got a job for you, and it pays.
God.
Goes there, starts bouncing all these jobs, and next thing you know, he's coaching the Denver freaking Nuggets.
It's amazing.
And he's a great coach.
How great is that story, right? And so it just shows you it doesn't happen automatically for everybody. You got to go through some growing pains.
Right.
Got to go through some stuff to get to where you want to be.
He said, I'm literally cleaning toilets and urinals in the middle of the night just so I could get some money to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it makes it all worth it, man. It makes it even sweeter when you're making what he's making now, and he's coaching in the championship, leading.
So Adam Silver always speaks before the finals.
Yeah, state of the NBA.
So some news came out of that. Usually it's just kind of like the same things that you hear in the playoffs, kind of the same news. But no, this is a little bit different. Ja Morant. We've been talking about this story a lot with the
sad
Memphis guard who for two times caught with a gun, brandishing a gun.
Correct.
Okay, so Adam Silver with his thoughts here about Ja Morant.
So in assessing what discipline is appropriate, if that's the case, we look at both the history of prior acts, but then we look at the individual player's history as well. And so that and the seriousness, of course, of the conduct. So those are all things that get factored. It's not an exact science. It comes down to judgment at the end of the day on the part of me and my colleagues in the league office. In terms of the timing, we've uncovered a fair amount of additional information, I think, since I was still asked about the situation. I would say we probably could have brought it to a head now, but we made the decision, and I believe the Players Association agrees with us, that it would be unfair to these players and these teams in the middle of this series to announce the results of that investigation. And given that we're, of course, in the offseason, he has now been suspended by the Memphis Grizzlies indefinitely, and so nothing would have changed anyway in the next few weeks. It seemed better to park that at the moment, at least any public announcement. And my sense now is that shortly after the conclusion of the finals.
Uh-oh. That's not good. He didn't say, yeah, we're encouraged by what we saw. We'll talk to Ja, but it's not as bad as we thought.
We uncovered more.
Okay. We don't want to distract from these finals. Oh, God.
They don't want to distract from it, but you distracted from it.
I think he gets a whole season. That's my prediction.
I'd like to know what it is. Is it more with a gun? Is there other things? Because there's incidents. We know all the incidents, including going up to a mall because his mom called and said, hey, this guy's messing with me in this Foot Locker or whatever it was.
No, he
right?
disrespected her by not having her size of a shoe she wanted to buy. So
yes.
She wanted Ja to come up and beat him up.
There's a lot of incidents that, you know, little kid in the playing basketball in the backyard. Again,
threatening him with a gun. See, I mean, what are you doing here?
So I like to know if there's more than that, then what is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. So, like, I will have the same opinion I had before when it comes to Ja Morant, and it's this. Is that whatever's going on with Ja Morant, hopefully he can learn from this. The most important thing is his life. Basketball is something he does. Basketball should not define him. This, whatever's happening with him should not define him. He should find a way out of this and look, be able to put that behind him and say, I'm a better citizen, I'm a better person for what's happening. That's the hope.
I hope.
That's the hope.
I hope.
Now, I'm not rooting against him. I don't have a dog in the hunt when it comes to Ja Morant. I just know that he's a terrific player, but I just hope for the young man, for his life, Cap, that he could be able to look at this and say, my life is a mess. I need to straighten it out, and maybe I can help others along the way.
But he also needs the people around him that he, at some, he has no choice. Like, you could say, okay, I've picked the wrong friends. They're out. But your mom calling you, come down here and beat this guy up because he doesn't have my size shoes. And apparently she walked into the Finish Line store.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, sir. Yeah, I'd like a pair of size 7 in this shoe. Hang on. I'm taking care of these people. When I'm done, I'll take care of you. Do you know who I am? I'm Ja Morant's mother.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I got to take care of these people first, then I'll help you. And then I need size 7 in that shoe. We don't have that. I'm sorry. I just looked. We're out of size. What? Ja, you need to take care of him. And so Ja wanted to smack him in the head, and I'll be waiting for you in the parking lot. Really?
Yeah.
You have a chance to be worth $1 billion.
But you see this with that story, this immaturity around him and in him.
He's a brand, and he doesn't understand it.
But where does he get that from?
His mother.
Okay. And his dad is his friend? Is the Usher Raymond looking dad that he has?
Yeah, the dad said, yeah, that's my friend. We're friends.
Tough. So always look at it from that standpoint. Like, yes, you think that he could grow up and learn, but look at what's surrounding him. His friends. Are you really a friend to allow Ja Morant to be in your vehicle with a gun when he's already got busted with a gun?
Correct.
Is that really your friend?
Correct.
Or is he your hanger-on?
Correct.
There's a difference.
Like the guys that love, you could say what you want. I know it's not a popular opinion in Chicago. I love LeBron James for the guy he is.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron James, in a social media world where we love to tear our stars down in any sports, entertainment, whatever it is, name me one scandal he's had. Oh, they raised $1 million for charity when he made the decision. Okay, maybe it was an ill-advised idea to announce it the way he did. Who cares? LeBron James has never made a misstep. And who's around him? His guys from high school.
Yeah.
Not the most Harvard-educated group. They have his back at every turn, and they become brilliant businessmen.
Jesse Rogers, the latest in the Cubs and the White Sox, that's still to come on the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show. Come on.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitter at ESPN 1000. Cap and Jay Hood are back on ESPN Chicago. Chicago's Home for Sports.
All we do is lose, lose, lose no matter what. Got losing on my mind because my team really sucks. And every time I read the damn standings, losses for my team goes up. And they go up.
Loss.
And they go up. And they go up, down to the ground, L-Town. Cause all we do is lose, lose, lose. And if we can't win, don't pretend, make a move, but don't stay there.
Right here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. Captain Jay Hood with you. That's outstanding, by the way.
Isn't that great?
That is.
Jay Moore sent that the other night, and I played it for my wife. She's like, that's amazing.
That is awesome. On the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline.
Rattle, rattle, thunder, clatter, boom, boom, boom.
Uh-huh.
Don't worry, call the car X-Men.
We find Jesse Rogers, and Jesse Rogers is always brought to you by...
That would be Power Equipment Direct.
Hello, Jess.
Is that my new theme song?
It is.
Until they start winning?
Yes, it is.
Is that what you're
going to
play when I come on?
Yes, it is.
Jesse, very well done by Jay Moore.
Jesse, I'm concerned as a White Sox fan about this series coming up against the Tigers. Now, again, the Tigers, I mean, what if they win 2 out of 3? Now where are the White Sox coming in at 23-25? Tough.
White Sox are going to be in big trouble if they don't get it going, because let me tell you something. I looked at the schedule. I don't think I've ever seen this. After Detroit, they play seven straight series in June against plus 500 teams. Now, not all of them are 10 over. The Marlins are one over right now. By the time they play them, they could be under. But the point is, seven straight series against at least 500 teams is a tough run, and it includes the Yankees and the Red Sox. Like I said, the Marlins, the Rangers, who are unbelievably good this year. So, my God, they need to win two. They need to win all three this weekend, right? Tonight, they face a guy making his major league debut. Listen to this, Cap'n J. Hood. He has a 6.38 ERA this year in AAA. 6.38. His name's Reese Olson. His last three starts have been better down there. That's probably why he was promoted. But these are the nights you have to win. These are the home series you have to win. I mean, again, this is all a Hail Mary for them in this season. But you better do it this weekend, because the next few weeks are tough.
And the Sox are throwing whom? I see nothing here.
Yeah, it's TBD. I'm not sure who they're throwing at this point. You know, I was looking at some of their AAA numbers, and obviously Clevinger is still down. There's not a lot of guys down there to choose from now that Davis Martin is out. So Jesse Schultens has been up, but they had the day off, so they'll be able to rearrange the rotation however they want.
Jesse, on the north side of the town, I was more than a little hacked off with David Ross and his bullpen performance the other day. And I keep hearing people go, you went to Mark Leiter Jr., what'd you want? Mark Leiter Jr. freaking was DFA'd at one point. He's okay. They treat him like he's Mariano Rivera. Helen Keller knew that Hayden Wisniewski was filthy. He was dealing. He walks one guy, and all of a sudden now, bam, we got to go to Mark Leiter Jr., boom, two-run homer. Take the lead. Mark Leiter, stay in. Boom, another two-run homer. Loss. What is David Ross's rationale?
Well, he said that they had used up Wisniewski at 58, 59 pitches.
Oh, that's a joke. He's a kid.
I'm going to agree with you on this. I mean, like, managers make mistakes. I'll agree with you this, because
I'd be driving to Northbrook.
Well, my theory is the known is better than the unknown. And the known was Wisniewski. He was pitching well. Mm-hmm. And even in that at-bat where he walked a guy, I think the umpire missed a call. The unknown is always the reliever, because you don't know what he's going to have that day. Even though Leiter's been great, I will agree with you, but I don't think it's fireable or anything like that. But I will agree with you. I think that was probably a mistake considering how well he was pitching.
And I'll also say this. Take the victories. You won the series against Tampa?
Yeah.
That's a feather in your cap there.
Should have swept them.
I get it.
That's coming off the sweep by the Reds, so it's back and forth, right? They had a terrible month of May. So it's almost like the White Sox, Jay Hood. It's not good enough to just be back and forth, back and forth. Somebody here has to make a run. Let me mention something, Cap. You mentioned the bullpen. I mean, both bullpens have made their managers look really bad. The stats are unbelievable. The Cubs ranked 27th in bullpen ERA. The White Sox 29th. But that doesn't even tell the whole story, in my opinion. You know how the win-loss record for starters is not a big deal anymore, right? You got to go five innings. Nobody cares. But for relievers, I've always thought, as a bullpen, it's an interesting stat. The Cubs are 6-16 in terms of their bullpen win-loss record. The White Sox are 6-14. What does that tell me? It tells me in big moments, they've both failed. The Dodgers bullpen ranks, for example, 26th, but their record is 13-8. So sometimes you give up runs in blowouts or when it doesn't matter, and the ERA goes up. But if your record's pretty good, that means in the big moments where the game might change, you've pitched well. If you're 6-16 and 6-14, that means in those moments where the game could change, you've pitched poorly. And that's where I say it's made their managers look bad, because in tight spots, whoever they point to, it hasn't worked. Now, maybe they shouldn't be pointing to guys, in terms of why pull the starter if he's going well. But over the course of the 2 months, I think you'd both agree, these bullpens overall have stunk, and that'll make any manager look bad.
There's no doubt. And that's why if you feel like you're close, you got to start making some changes. You have to try to find a way to bolster your bullpen on both sides of town if you feel like you're on a run. And speaking of a run, I want to get your opinion of this road trip here for the Cubs. So four against San Diego, you have three against Los Angeles Angels, and three against San Francisco. What will this road trip tell us about the Cubs as far as their future this season?
Yeah, I mean, a lot. I mean, a lot. It's simple as that. I mean, 10-game West Coast trips are tough no matter what. Those are three pretty good teams. San Diego has underachieved. You might be getting San Diego right before Machado comes back because at some point the Padres are going to go on a run. So maybe you're still going to get them, you know, a mediocre team. But at some point, San Diego is going to turn it on. And I know how Cub fans think. They think this, you know, everybody gets healthy against the Cubs. That was traditionally what we thought of the Cubs. And this could be it for San Diego. But San Francisco's going on a run. They're 500. The Angels are above 500. It's not an easy trip. We're going to learn a ton. June is always the month you learn a lot about your team because leading into the trade deadline, it gives you a direction many times. And right now, even if the teams play 500 in June, they're both looking at selling off more than buying for sure. So this has got to be a month that moves in the positive direction, not just stay where you are kind of thing. And this trip, you know, 5-5 would be okay on this trip, but when you come back, you better make some hay. It's not an easy month for either team. The Cubs go to London, you know, you throw that in the mix. And then this 10-game West Coast trip to start it off. It's not going to be easy. It's not, let's put it this way, for both teams, it's not going to be easy to make up ground.
Jesse,
you might stay still, but making up ground is going to be tough.
Jesse, though, you said sell off. The White Sox have players that have long-term contracts. You'd have to get someone willing to take the money. Robert or Moncada or whoever it is. The Cubs, who do they have to sell? They're not going to sell Mervis. They're not going to sell Horner. They're not going to sell Swanson. Wisdom? Nobody's giving you anything for him. Happ has a no trade. Bellinger isn't even on the freaking field. Saya has a no trade. So who are we trading here?
All right, first of all, when Bellinger comes back, you would think he'll have enough time to show that he's tradable. That'd be number one on the list without a doubt. Certainly Mancini could be on that list as well. I'm not sure anybody wants him either, right? No doubt.
Mancini?
Man, what do you think you're getting for Mancini?
It's more like Henry Mancini.
No, I'm just saying, you're just clearing the deck at that point. You're just moving on from some guys. But Bellinger would be the one guy you could get something for. Now you go to the mound. Kyle Hendricks has an option for next year. By the time late July rolls around, we'll know what he's looking like. Stroman has an opt-out. You start thinking about things. Look, I think you need all these guys to contend in a year. You don't have that really deep farm system just yet. Ben Brown is on the verge of making it. The point is there's a few guys on each of the teams you would trade because of their contract status.
Yeah, the Cubs, they're not going to get a haul back. They don't have anybody anyone's knocking your door down for. They just don't.
Well, if Bellinger goes on a run, left-handed bats are always a hot commodity, whether it be July or whenever. So that would be the guy you might get a couple prospects back. I don't think Jed has a huge appetite to do it. I think he's done it for a couple years in a row. They've done well stocking their farm system. But my theory, and J-Hood, you've heard me say this, if your season sucks, you've got to salvage something from your summer. And the way to do that is to hit a home run, or at least a double, on a July 31st trade. You have to do something positive. Otherwise, you've just lost the 2023 season on both sides of town. So that's the one salvaging thing. We get a good prospect for Bellinger. We get a good prospect for Giolito.
So did you snooker the company into going out to San Diego for this series with the Cubs?
No, I am not traveling. I'm not even getting to go to London. I wanted to go to London. Couldn't pull that off. Was going to bring the wife. Didn't happen, but I am going to the All-Star Game. That's the only time I'm traveling. That's the next time I'm traveling is the All-Star Game.
Well, if you're going to travel and you need a book to read, is there something that you can give people some advice on?
It is the summer traveling season, right? Holiday season. You're going to go out on vacations and stuff, no doubt, for Father's Day coming up. The franchise, the curated history of the Chicago Cubs, myself and Bruce Miles, out June 6th, but available for pre-order.
How about that? New book out. Did you hear this about Jesse? How about that?
What are you, George Castle?
First time you guys are hearing about this, I'm sure.
Guys write books like for a weekend.
I didn't know idea. So, Jesse, that's great, man. Congratulations.
I appreciate the plug. Yeah, the check's in the mail for me.
Jesse, as always, we appreciate it. Thanks for coming on.
Have a great day, Jesse.
You too. Have a great weekend. Avoid that Taylor Swift traffic. Talk to you Monday.
All right, we'll see you.
Rattle, rattle, thunder, clatter, boom, boom, boom.
Jesse Rogers with us, and he's brought to you by
Power Equipment Direct.
Coming up, the Friday Folder, right here on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Here's today's headlines with Cap'n J-Hood.
Here's Jonathan Hood.
Thank you, David. Good morning, Chicago. The White Sox start a three-game set against the Tigers at Guaranteed Rate tonight at 6:30 on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. The White Sox are 7.5 games out of first despite 12 games under 500. The Cubs start a four-game weekend set against the San Diego Padres. I'm fueling up the jet, man. We're going. Leave the dogs behind. We're going to San Diego.
Let's do it.
I'm out!
Mindy, take care of the dogs. I'm out.
Cubs just 4.5 games out of the NL Central. That's going to be fun. Cub fans will travel. There's Cub fans in San Diego. That should be a
great
series. I went to
that series with my son.
That should be fun.
It was so great. That's a cool park.
Patrick Kane will miss 4 to 6 months after a hip resurfacing surgery that he's going to have. He's going to be out for all season next year.
It's that long. I just had my driveway resurfaced. It's only like 48 hours and it's dry.
It's not the same thing. He's not getting his hip. Never mind.
Just
spackled it.
Spackled.
No, that's
a little asphalt.
That's not the same thing. No. It's going to be out all season, looks like. Free agent timing is great on that, isn't it, for him? Gosh. The Nuggets took game one of the finals over the Heat last night. Sky will take on the Liberty today at 5 o'clock. Jay Moore.
Welcome back to Cap and Jay Hood Experience. Weekdays from 7 to 10 on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN
Chicago.
Because it's Friday.
It's time for the Friday Folder.
And you ain't got shit to do.
On the Cap and Jay Hood Show.
It's time for the Friday Folder here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app on Cap and Jay Hood. We'll cross talk with Bleck and Abdallah coming up at 10, followed by Carmen and Yurko at 12. Waddle and Sylvie will be broadcasting live from Mike and Denise's in Yorkville. Did I have that right?
That is correct. It'll be a really cool spot. I saw our friend John Greenberg just tweeted. He's already out there playing video poker waiting on them.
It's a great spot.
Yeah, it is.
It's a great spot.
Great, good show.
Great service. So Mike and Denise is at Yorkville. That's where Waddle and Sylvie will be from 2 to 6. Jeff Miller will lead you into White Sox baseball against the Tigers. With more, here's Shay Norling. Shay with the Friday Folder.
Yeah, Hoodie, we're going to start with something you brought to my attention. I didn't know that you'd want to talk about this morning, but you brought it to my attention pre-show, and it starts with Jim Harbaugh, the head coach at the University of Michigan, saying yesterday that there was a mistake during the vetting process in the recent hire of Bo Schembechler's son, who was found to be a virulent racist via his Twitter activities.
Brother, let me just tell you something. It would have been great for Schembechler at Michigan to be able to be the assistant director of recruiting, because it helps, right? Hey, here's a Schembechler. Oh, really?
Wow, are you related to the famous coach?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. My grandson.
Until you find out.
His son or his grandson?
Because he's 53. Probably his son, right? 53? It's probably his son.
Bo's been gone forever.
It's his biological son, and the university makes sure to tell you that it's his biological son because the adopted one get him away. Shoot. Put him in a cage.
Until you find out he's a raging racist.
Well, that and also, you know, the whole sexual assault thing. There's a lot going on with the Schembechler name.
I like Harbaugh, though. At least he stands up like, we don't want that in our program, blah, 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 as if he didn't know. But, I mean, it's a shame because that name could have carried some weight.
No question.
For Michigan. But, of course, you know, Schembechler sees the world differently than most.
Jeez.
Did you see the tweet that he liked, Cap?
Oh, yeah.
No.
It said that Jim Crow laws were great for black people in the South.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
I mean.
I saw it.
Excuse me?
Yep.
The vetting process. The process was they didn't vet him.
Every time something like this happened, I go, I'm shocked. And then something else happens and I get more shocked.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's 2023. Don't be surprised. It's amazing, isn't it?
Wow.
Shay Norling.
After a woman went viral for sharing that she was forced to step on a baggage scale before boarding her flight,
okay.
Air New Zealand announced that they will begin weighing passengers before some international flights.
Okay. So, Cap, I'm going to stay domestic, clearly, because if I get on one of those things, so long, everybody, there's no way I'm getting on. There's no way they're getting me on there.
Well, no, because they would just charge you for being bigger. Right?
Yeah, but I know. But when I... I saw this story on vacation. I thought, well, Shay, it's just the contiguous 48 states.
Michelle, I'll meet you back in Chicago. You can fly. Hey, I'll drive.
Yeah, clearly. Like, there's no way they're letting me on there. And by the way, it's the old blind weight scenario. Like, you don't see the number when it comes up. They see the number quietly, right? But you don't see the number.
But the alert goes up.
No. It, pretty much.
Sir, could you step over here?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, you do me like, you know, when I go to the TSA, like, hey. Need to step over here. I don't have anything, sir. I got nothing. Step over here, please. Let me pat you down.
Do you know that?
They did it on purpose.
Flight to Europe and back. I got pulled out of the line. I had nothing.
Yeah. Suspicious.
Nothing.
Suspicious.
Got pulled out of the line.
You got pulled out of the line?
Yeah, both times.
That's unbelievable.
I'm going to need to go through your bag, and I'm going to need to pat you down.
TSA has gotten so random depending on where you go.
Right.
The things I can't do in Chicago, they're putting you against the wall.
Ask my wife. There was a girl. Right. Beautiful.
Yeah.
High heels, the whole deal. She's going through. Yeah, step over. There's a guy. Yeah, we selected you.
I mean, just ultimately.
Because she was gorgeous.
I can tell you, now I really do believe TSA is random. Even his clothes are white.
Wow. Exactly right.
Check.
So, I mean, so Cap, I'm done. I can't travel, like, to Europe, or if the Bears go to London.
They're going to go next year now, I guess, is what Carm. Yeah. Nick Carm say that?
Possibly next year.
Yeah, because the Chiefs exercised their right to block it this year.
I'm out. They're going to look at. Yeah, no way, pal.
Cap and Jay Hood live from Munich. Where's Hoodie?
Studio, Chicago.
He's back in Chicago. He's on Zoom.
I'm too heavy to fly. So long, everybody.
Wow.
Shay. I'm out. Shay, I'm out. I can't go. I can't do
both
it.
Of us. We're both getting charged through the teeth for this.
We can have. Sir. We can fly you, but eight others, they can't go.
They're out.
Like, wait a minute. Why can't I fly?
We're going to rent a bus. You and yeah. Shay, we'll just rent a bus.
Right, yeah. That'd be a good trip.
Take a bus. Go ahead.
You don't have to balance the Greyhound. The Greyhound balances itself.
Seriously.
Al Pacino, we talked about this on Wednesday with Dion, 83 years old, and his girlfriend is 7 months pregnant. Now he's saying he demands a paternity test. He didn't know it was possible. He didn't think that he was still active down there.
He looked and said, oh, my God, hoo-ah, because I got somebody pregnant. Wow. You believe that's his?
Yes.
So do I.
Yeah, he said he's shooting dust, man.
And you know who she was?
Straight dust.
You know who she was sleeping with before him?
Mm.
Jagger.
Mm. So who's more potent, you think, in that spot? Pacino or Jagger?
I feel like Pacino. Jagger's lived a hard life.
You seen Pacino lately?
Well,
he don't look good.
They probably both have lived a bit of a hard life.
Yeah.
It still works, though. It's Pacino. It's potent.
Potent.
Yeah. I'm sure it is.
It's the Italian in him.
Wow.
Oh, listen to this guy. Listen to that guy. It's the what? Wow. How about that, Cap?
How about that?
Huh? Hope Carm's not listening. Go ahead.
Why? Just give him a compliment.
Go ahead.
All right. If you saw this over the weekend in the United Kingdom, apparently they have a race where they roll a wheel of cheese down a hill and people chase after it. The hill is nearly vertical. And the woman who won this and got the cheese fell down and was knocked unconscious while she was going down this hill.
Oh. I remember hitting my head. I remember hurting. And then I remember waking up in the tent.
Wow.
Going after a wheel of cheese.
Yeah, running after a wheel of cheese down a vertical hill.
And what type of cheese was this? A Limburger? A cheddar? By the way, do you know American cheese is not really cheese?
I do know that. That's why I never get American cheese.
Nice fun fact, Captain.
Did not know that.
I was wondering, like, what. This is obviously since something was going on for a long time, chasing a wheel of cheese, correct?
Yeah, I think they run multiple heats because I saw there was a guy who won, this girl won. It's like an Olympic event. It's a 7-pound wheel of cheese. I think it's mixed cheeses. They roll down a hill. People chase after it, and they're all falling down, rolling. This woman got knocked unconscious and then wound up with the wheel of cheese. Said she went to the hospital as a precaution, but she was happy she won, and it was all worth it.
I remember hitting my head.
Unbelievable.
That's just dumb. I don't see, culturally, I don't connect to that.
Me either.
To follow a wheel of cheese.
That better be a big wheel of cheese.
I don't get it.
Shay.
I remember hitting my head.
Shay Norling.
That's all, folks.
Did we get it through everything?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you weren't here, Hoodie, so we got through all the stuff throughout the week.
Yeah, see, normally you are the one that just can't stop talking, and we miss. We're late. So we have to put that stuff in Fridays. But you were off all week. We got right on time.
Yeah. Didn't have much this week, huh? Coming up, we have we will hear from Tracy Butler with the latest on the weekend weather and the Cap and J Hood cut of the day. That's still to come. Cap and J Hood weekday mornings, 7 to 10.
If you miss something, get the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. Cap and J Hood are back on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago.
One time. I'm surprised Danny Zetterman hasn't tried it, because he's all about health and nutrients and all that.
I would bet Danny has.
Right after he gets out of bed for his nap.
He's right there. He just walked in. Danny, have you had Diana's breast milk? He says no.
But it's packed with nutrients, Zetterman.
You're all into all of that.
You can't get anywhere else.
I ate her though.
Come on. Oh.
Can I get some of that breast milk?
I haven't hit it in 4 months.
I'm coming on.
It's incredible how long this thing is.
It's coming in the mouth.
Can I get some of that breast milk?
Yo, Pat, I don't think they're going to play this on
radio. We had quite a week.
Wow. Come on,
that's something.
Guys, you know, man.
Danny said he ate part of his wife's
I ate her.
About that.
Wow.
And we learned that bodybuilders actually buy breast milk. Remember the boxer Mikey Jimenez?
Yeah.
From Chicago?
Yeah.
He sent me a tweet. Yeah, I get it from my wife, but people buy it. He gets the breast milk because you get such great nutrients for your training. Bodybuilders will drink breast milk every day.
That true, Tracy Butler?
Tracy's husband is a fitness guy. Trainer. Does he drink breast milk?
No.
That you know.
Never, ever.
Did he ever taste yours?
Oh, my gosh. I cannot even get into this conversation.
Well, why not? It's.
Oh, my
Tracy,
gosh.
This is a very, natural, holistic thing we're talking about.
Not for your husband to be drinking your breast milk. I don't think so.
So we told the story of a father-in-law who went over to see the grandkids. And his daughter-in-law said, he goes, oh, you've been baking today. And she said, those are not for you. Those are breast milk muffins for the toddler. Yeah, she made them out of fruit, breast milk, and flour. And she went to take a shower, came back. One of them was missing. He goes, that was delicious. She's like, that was with breast milk. He's infatuated with breast milk.
Was that the cut of the day? No. Now time for the Cap and Jared cut of the day brought to you by...
That would be Chicago Cut Steakhouse. I was there the other day for lunch. Trust me, there's no better patio in the world. Sit out there, enjoy your meal. Chicago Cut Steakhouse.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring.
Oh, my God.
It's boring.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it. It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
So good to have you back here.
It's good to be back from my trip from...
The Indiana Dunes.
Nashville, Tennessee.
Nice!
Yes. A place where Shay and his wife know very well, Nashville, Tennessee.
I've been there once.
So,
nice.
It's a tremendous trip.
Drive or fly?
Definitely fly, pal. Definitely the pre-board.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know my game. Like, sir, is there any way, you know, I could pre-board? Any way I can get on? Well, we got a full flight. That's fine. Let me just pre-board. Thank you, Southwest. Thank you so much. Just high stepping my way right down the rampway, right on the plane, pal. That's how we do it.
Nice.
Of course, I asked the lady quietly, ma'am, I know I'm the third person on here. Any way I can get an extension? Get a VL seatbelt. You want what? Keep it down, please, for Christ's sake. Seatbelt extension. Quietly, though. Quietly.
Here you go, sir.
Sir!
Is this big enough?
Please! God's sake!
And that's all, folks.
That is the Cap and J Hood cut of the day.
Brought to you by David Flom and Matt Moore's Chicago Cut Steak.
Steakhouse. It's awesome.
We turn to ABC 7 Eyewitness News. And Tracy Butler, meteorologist, will give us the idea of what's happening this weekend. Good morning, Tracy. How are you?
Hi, Tracy. How are you, darling?
That's what happened to me. You just want it quietly, right? Because I can't, like, if I put it on, it fits, like, it fits too snug. So I like to have a little bit of little room around the old hips. And so I'm asking for, you know, again, quietly, Tracy. I just, you know, you get on, you say, hey, can I get a seatbelt? You want what? Please, quietly.
I just had my makeup done.
It's so good.
It's true. Walking past the wheelchairs. Cap knows.
He does. He goes right by the service man and goes, thank you for your service.
The bat limp. It's the best.
It's the best.
Cap knows the game.
I do. I absolutely do.
The lady in Charlotte says, I got something for your broad shoulders. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much, ma'am. Here's a pre-board. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for your show. Thank you so much. Walking past the wheelchairs, the servicemen. Here we go. First seat. Bam.
Mabel, is that an ex-bear?
That's how you do it, Tracy.
Okay, thanks for the lesson. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Why am I here?
The weekend weather.
Yeah, it's right. Going to be hot and sunny.
Don't you think that's cool, though? I mean, listen, but if you're going to give me the extension, Tracy, again, quietly.
Like with some tact.
Tact, yes, quietly. You want what? There it is, honey. Stretching it out. Like,
extension here, row one.
Oh, my God, please.
Seat 1A, please.
Jeez. Cap.
Anyone else need it like this, gentlemen?
just busting me out. Please.
Wow.
Just roll it up nicely in a little ball. Just
a handle. That's right.
That's all you do.
Quietly. That's
Tracy,
all.
Tracy, no rain, right?
No rain.
For how long?
Hot and sunny. We need rain, guys. We're in a drought.
October
we need rain.
30th, we can have rain.
We'll have it before then.
Sprinklers are going, man.
Yeah.
Sprinklers
Water
are going.
Water bill's
going
to be up there.
That's true. That's true. But that's, you know what? It's okay.
Is it?
Okay, yes, because we got great sunshine.
We do.
How many days a week do you have to water your plants?
You need 1 inch of water per week for your plants, especially if you planted something new. If you planted something new every day for 2 weeks in this sort of drought situation.
Uh-oh.
So you got to get up there and do it, man.
Yeah,
it's all good. We thank you for listening and calling and being part of the program here on ESPN 1000. How about you and I do this Monday?
Let's do it. You all have a great weekend. We love you, Tracy. Hoodie, so great you're back.
Thank you, Shay. Thank you, Jay Moore. We'll talk to you Monday. So long, everybody.
From Chicago.